Thanks for choosing this teaching from The Elijah List, a prophetic ministry to the body of Christ. For more information about The Elijah List, including how to order or download other prophetic teachings by well-known speakers and teachers, the quarterly magazine Elijah Rain, music CDs or MP3 downloads, or to view our great selection of books and the many other prophetic resources we offer, visit our website, ElijahList.com, or call toll-free 866-ELIJAH-LIST. That's 866-354-5245. Or outside the U.S., 541-926-3250.
The duality of light. It's a great place to start on this subject of light. I made my first invention with light when I was a teenager. I was fortunate in the elementary school to have a principal by the name of John Noe, Coopersville, Michigan. John Noe had his face hit with a U.S. bazooka somewhere in the South Pacific during the Second World War. And it knocked his jaw off in the side of his face. He was a terribly scarred man. He'd lost part of his jawbone. He'd lost an ear. He was terribly scarred. They took part of his shoulder off and made him a face on that side. And when he talked to you, he kept turning that face away because he was embarrassed. And he'd look in a child or a student for what he thought was the way they were wired. I do that with young people. I'm learning to do it with most of my friends that are now older people. I'm 67 and I'm proud of it. Youngest 67 you'll ever see. But he looked the way you were wired. And inside of me, he said, David, you're a musician. Now, that was obvious. My father had been a musician and was a musician. I could play 27 instruments as a kid. And I did it pretty good. A lot of strange instruments in that collection. And he said, David, I'm going to help you understand the technology of the future of music. Man, I perked right up. Little did he know, he wasn't a prophet. Little did he know that the Spirit of God was using him to speak into me, that I'd end up with laser optical memory retrieval patents, that I'd get 636 patents, the team that I assembled later in life, several years ago now, to patent the Vancouver Interactive Piano, touchscreen, software-based, most advanced keyboard instrument that has ever been. Bob Moog had been building keyboard instruments that were advanced. I worked with him when we were both young men. I spent 40 years working with Bob, promoting his products, inventing stuff with his name. He's spending time with me promoting products and inventing stuff with my name. Google Vancouvering or Moog and you'll have a lot of fun, but I'm not sure you're going to learn a lot. I resemble most of those remarks, but there's stuff in there that I'm not sure I resemble. Bob Moog used to have a lot of fun. He said, David, we always called it the wrong name. We should have called it Moog and David. Cheap wine, but a good wine, okay? John Noe encouraged me to study light. He encouraged me to read about Michael Faraday. As a matter of fact, he brought me a book from the high school library one week and said, Friday, he was the principal of the school. He said, Friday, you're going to give a class report to all the boys from your class. Is what he was trying to do was get me to express to kids my age how exciting science could be. And then the next week he gave me one on Gauss, the guy who gave the measurement behind magnetic fields. And then James Watt gave us part of what we measure for electricity. Ampere got amps. And he goes on and on and on with the books of science, a whole series of them. And I fell in love with this concept of light. And I decided that if you could take a photocell, I read about this. A photocell is something that when light goes in, electrons come out. Photoelectric effect. Did you know the wall is doing that? Did you know your ring is doing it? Look at your ring. Light is going in. You're affecting the light with your body and your image. It's reflecting you off those lights into, oh, that's a diamond ring. Ooh. Diamond rings, look at it and say, testing, 2, 3, are you listening? Matter has memory because of the photoelectric effect. A photocell receives photons and it ejects electrons. And if you put a flashlight on a photocell, it'll click. I learned that vibration and sound was clicks. You click something 440 times a second and you get the pitch A. Speed it up, the frequency goes higher and you get a higher pitch. Slow it down, you get a lower frequency and you get a lower pitch. So I thought if I could put a circle of clicks on a piece of tin and shine a flashlight through the outside circle that's got a lot of holes in it, and one with half as many holes, 8 rows over, somebody's following this, I could play a C. If I spin the motor with a rheostat at the right speed, I could get enough clicks to make the pitch C. In the next row, a few less clicks, and get a B, and an A, and a G, and an F, and an E, and a D, and a C. I had the scale. I was 12 years old. I thought, that's pretty good. I have a light, flashlight, organ. One note at a time. 20 years later, I meet Bob Moog, and he's building a synthesizer. It was only one note at a time, monophonic. But he found a way to take the click and shape it with a filter. Time it with a contour generator, attack, decay, sustain, release. Oscillators giving different shape clicks, mixing them and giving complex clicks. And it was a synthesizer. I fell in love with the concept. I thought, wow, you can shape a brand new sound that's never been. David, you're supposed to talk about light. You're shooting all over the board. No, I'm still talking about light. A photoelectric effect on that diamond ring. Photons picking up information from this light reflecting off your body, your image, your color, your shape, your size. Going into matter, reflecting light into matter. When that happens in a camera, that camera, hello camera, high charge coupled device, it's picking me up and turning me photoelectrically into a stream of electrons. Ooh, that's fun. Someday we'll take those electrons, aim them out to a eunuch in the desert, and transportation, woof! I have a true story of a lady that I know came to me and said I was in Cody, Wyoming, driving my Suburban home from church. And a truck ran a red light. Cops sitting on a corner watching all of this. A boy in the back seat, daughters in the van or in the Suburban, and a truck towing a horse trailer runs a red light. It hits her car. They felt the jolt. The cop said he saw debris. And the car, or the truck towing the horse trailer, passed through her car. She saw a mixture of atomic forces on her dashboard. A morphing, if you please, of two interacting as energies, because when God spoke, His voice was energy. We have the problem of not knowing what to call it. So we call it superstrings. The smallest vortex of energy we know about. And they're little singing discs of sound, of light, of color. Did you know now they're finding that your cells communicate with the nervous system with light? Ray would say they're all communicating with pitches because they're singing. Each cell has a different frequency. You're a song. Somebody sent me an article off the internet recently. To some friends of mine, I know the guys, out in California, we sold a Moog equipment years ago, can take your DNA, swab a thing around your mouth, analyze it in a spectrum analyzer, get the numbers, feed it into a MIDI. Now we're talking about inventions of mine again. I had MIDI before there was musical instrument digital interface. Light, sound, frequency, numbers can merge. friend in Cody said that truck drove through her dashboard. Her kids screamed. The man in the back seat didn't know what happened. They'd been hit, but they hadn't been hit. They were in a collision, but nobody got hurt. And it drives through. She said, I saw the trailer. I saw the first of the three wheels of the six wheels on that trailer go through my dashboard. Cop testified the next day. We got this on a tape. Is it on our table? We got a disc, not a tape. Go get one. I mean, you can hear her story. I was with Ray when she came up a prayer line and asked me to try to explain it. You guys can ask me good questions. But when you get out here to merging matters and merging cars and teletransportation of dissolving energies and mixing them and sending streams of them through matter, I have a tough time with words. I got a great idea about what God did. See, God knows the frequency of all of that horse trailer and all of those horses. They're made out of the 103 elements that he saw and he sang that we make music with. And he could merge and mix. And one set of mass moves through another set of mass. The cop said he saw him hit. He reached for his microphone to call the emergency vehicles, which he did. He said he looked back up, and instead of seeing pieces all over the intersection, he saw one truck drive out of another truck. The cop said it. Now, you can call it whatever you want. She wasn't on marijuana. She wasn't on drugs. She wept for 20 minutes in a prayer line waiting to get to me to ask me, please, David, what happened? And I said to her, she said, I've been changed. I'll never be the same. I said, the first thing I'm going to tell you is you cannot be the same. Once you've experienced this, you've been altered. Once you've worshiped, really worshiped, you leave this place and worship. Did you know that? You hook up to His presence in the other side. This isn't the real world. This had a problem, this realm. God made it perfect. He spoke and His glory became physical and light was. And light became matter and frequencies and sound. And His glory translates into stuff. We know of 103 of them up to the speed of light. Our challenge is the speed of light slowed down at the fall. Write that one down. Speed of light slowed down. Scientist in the room will say, David, do you know about Einstein? He said E equals MC squared. Energy and mass squared at the speed of light is stuff. It's energy. David, the bomb went off. You know, I'm talking about the big one. Atomic bomb went off. But light slowed down and is still slowing down. It's not a constant. Sutterfield and Norman, write it down. Sutterfield. Norman. You know, it is warm in here. Changing frequencies would be comfortable right now. The speed of light was working at the speed God spoke of His glory. The cosmos was. One person, not a person, one angelic being, not a being as in a body like ours, but higher than this body, but lower than this spirit. See, we don't read any place about what he could or couldn't do, except he lost his bandwidth. He was cursed. When he was cursed, his capacity to reason in the presence of God, where you can go when you worship, and you can go when God gives you a revelation from His Word or through His Word or just straight into your spirit. You can get where He can't go. He lost His bandwidth. Speed of light slowed down. He was the bearer of light. He was the bearer of sound. Ray Hughes will tell you what that being looked like. He had trumpet bells coming out of his chest. He had strings hooked up to the tendons of his body. He had pipes. He could think sound. Can you think sound? Most musicians can think sound. Some of us even can think color that goes with the sound. Lucifer lost his bandwidth, slowed down the speed of light. He was cut off. That was the curse. God decides that he's going to create for his only son a bride. He wants a family. Did you know God wants you? You are to be the bride of his son. Did you know that? Who are you? Who do you think you are? What are you acting like you are? Would you dare say you're broke? God gives you a vision, and the first problem we have, well, I don't have the money. Nobody's done that in this room. I learned with an invention that God birthed inside of me that the money will find me. It's a principle. Write that one down. That's worth the full admission of getting in here. God gives you a vision. He'll never give a vision without provision. If there's no provision, you know it's not God. Because if it's God, he pays his bills. What he orders, he pays for. That's God. That's a principle. Becky and I can't be broke. We can't be broke. I can never have a mechanic bill that I can't pay. You say, David, you're driving a new Rolls Royce. You're driving a new custom car. No. I got a little old Chrysler parked out here. I'm careful how I use the word old. This is not an old body. It shut off 12 times, but it got restored. It's made better than new. My heart had a problem. I had a frequency problem. They fixed it with a pacemaker. I had a plumbing problem. They fixed it with two stents. I still had a problem. I had a software problem. The brain still kept shutting the heart off. Well, it couldn't stop because the pacemaker kept it going. It couldn't clog up because they put two stents in it. But my blood pressure would go to zero from misinformation from the brain. Ray asked me to come to Somerset. That's the first time I ever taught on these subjects in public. That disc is on the table. I listen to it and I get amazed. The truth that's in that simple disc. The science of God sound. Second one he had me teach at that conference, at 1 day or 2 day intensive in Somerset, was the physics of worship. What happens when you worship? What happens to light when you worship? Your bandwidth goes up. Your consciousness goes up. We lost it when the speed of light slowed down in the garden. Jesus said, you got a 686 chip. I'm going to give you a new bandwidth. The Holy Spirit's going to come, and he's going to teach you 20% of the truth. Is that what he said? 80% is a good deal. Oh, you got the chip of all knowledge that's given to you so you can do your assignment. Write that word down, assignment. My heart had shut off 10 times. I think it's hard on a business. I got investors that put $30 million into my idea. I'm selling this high-tech piano. We sold $10 million worth, had 175 or 80 dealers across North America, got 124 employees, got a factory in Des Moines and several offices scattered all over the country. Mine was in Nashville. Had one in Anaheim, had one in Boston, had one down in Texas. And I hit the deck. That's tough on employees. You see the boss die. Well, it's kind of hard on the boss. I highly recommend the experience. Well, it's got problems. You wake up with somebody breathing down your throat. That's not a very cool thing. Wake up with somebody pulling a needle out of your heart. Wake up getting hit with the paddles. 10th time it happened on an airplane. Some of you have heard this story. It's on my discs. I'm on an airplane ready to go to New York. My heart shuts off the 10th time and I have a stroke. My precious wife was sitting next to me. I was as weak as a puppy, sweating about like I am right now, dripping wet. And I said to my wife,
you asked me if I scared you.
I said, did I scare you? Now, this is a proud, brave girl over here. She knows her husband. She really knows him. And you said to me,
no, you didn't scare me. You're not going anywhere. Your assignment isn't through.
Ooh. Wives, do you know his assignment? Husbands, do you know her assignment? If you don't know that, that's a good starting place for the rest of your life. You see, you're not tied to this place. You're tied to eternity. You're going to live forever. You're a bride to the Son of God. This isn't the main event. He's here to teach and to prepare you to be the bride. Co-heir with Jesus Christ. That's more exciting than musicology. Now we're getting close to the source of all quantum dynamics. Woo! And that Holy Spirit chip that he put in me. It can tell me what I can't hear from you. I talked about that. You got a source inside of you that lights you up. He said you were light. Paul said you are light. You're to walk as a child of light. Jesus said you're a light set on a hill. Oh, you don't want to see everything that goes through that brain in front of the computer. Or what that novelist has poured in to your brain or to your spirit. Are you preparing your body and your being and your spirit and your intelligence to be the bride? Are you searching for revelation? I hear it hundreds of times a week on the internet, thousands of times in a month from people. David, I'm getting upper bandwidth. David, I'm getting new light. David, your truth, not my truth, the truth of the Holy Spirit, is changing me. Well, I pray that you get changed. We all got to be changed. You ain't looking like the bride, folks. I'm sorry. We're not all acting like the bride. I'm sorry. But it ain't over yet. My assignment isn't done yet. I was number 10 on the plane. Had a stroke. Sick as a pup. Couldn't talk, only whisper. And she said, your assignment isn't through. When she said that, the Holy Spirit said what she couldn't say. He starts pointing out what's unfinished business in my life. And it wasn't patents, folks. It wasn't being an entrepreneur. I can't do a conference without somebody in the room trying to get to me with a new idea or a new invention or wanting me to raise money for them or become a partner. I'm not partners, folks. I don't become partners with anybody. I'm a partner with Becky and a partner with Jesus Christ. I'm not a partner in that sense. And I need partners. My sister needs partners. Partners are those that co-labor to get his light out into that sick world. When we talk about that, we've got to talk about unity. You put 1,000 to flight. The word says you go in unity with this girl, and guess what happens? What does it say? Now we go to this one, and it's how many? 100,000. Come on, stay with me. And go to this one. 1,000,000. And? Come on. You got to take your shoes off, get that high? Is that what happens? 100,000,000. 1,000,000,000. 10 billion, 100 billion, 1 trillion, 10 trillion, we haven't left two rows. That's partnership. Partnership is multiplying times each other. I like what Ray talks about when he says unity. Unity is corporate humility. Corporate humility. I'm humble enough to be your servant. I'm humble enough to carry your burden. I'm humble enough to treat my money like it's yours. And let you treat my money like it's yours. Ooh. That goes against the entrepreneurial spirit. Oh, there's that word, Becky. I got to deal with it. You know where I'm going. The word entrepreneur. I had a briefcase custom made for me when I was a young man in the business world. And inside that leather briefcase, it said, make it happen. That's what an entrepreneur does. He's so sure, he's thought it through, he's got his business plan, he's aligned all of the partners, he's got his vision so defined, he's got it all written and he sees it and he says it. and you can make it happen. And there's several in the room tonight that have that attitude toward building the kingdom of God. I'm going to make it happen. And then I'm going to give it all to God. And I'm going to change the world. I'm an entrepreneur. Let me correct you, sir, lady. I say this in deep love and deep humility. Coming from a guy that's got 600 patents and shut off 12 times. You don't make anything happen. You have no rights to make it happen. You have no wisdom to make it happen. You don't have the knowledge to make it happen. If you want to build the kingdom of God, stop trying to make it happen. Kingdom builders are in love with the king. And they're not trying to raise $1 million off some pyramid or other crime of a scheme. And I'm the guy that's going to teach you that what you see, you change. Let's go to physics. Let's go back to light, the duality of light. You can come to my home and I can put a burst of light across the test table, goes through two slits, and it hits a receiver. Tonight somebody's going to go to duality of light, the double slit experiment. Write it down. Double slit, two slits, experiment. I see heads nodding. These are the ones that got good grades in their physics, in their science classes. Another one over here. Double slit experiment. You take a beam of light. Moves across the table, goes through two slits, and it hits a detector. You observe. Look at it. Particles. It goes through the slits, and it looks like a shotgun blast. Particles. Got proof for it. Don't change the light. Don't change the detector. Change your attitude. Change your observation. Look at it like waves. Something magical happens. God wired the cosmos to obey what you see. It obeys what He sees. He is the observer of your eternal destiny. And He gave you the authority and the power to use your will to see or not see. To say or not say. You say it's a particle, it becomes a particle. You see it as a wave, and you see rings on the detector like the waves. Drop something in a cup of coffee, and you see waves. Throw a stone in the pond, and you see waves. Understand what's coming out of a loudspeaker, and you'll see waves. You see, you observe, and you cause it to be. Check me out. Double slit experiment. The oldest phenomena, it's tearing the physics world apart. Because they can't explain it. Oh, they try. They've even tried to rewrite their math to get rid of the problem. But the problem is it responds to what you, a common person, the experimentor. You become a part of the experiment by your will. I'm the guy that's telling you that you are part of God's experiment. He gave you a will. Gave you the capacity to understand. If you don't want to understand, you're dismissed. You may leave. I've got nothing more to say to the one that doesn't want to grow, to learn, to listen. My dad said you got to make them laugh, listen, and then they'll learn. That's not a bad formula for a leader. We've laughed. You've listened. But what have you learned? You hope you've learned. That what you see as an entrepreneur, you cause it to be. Leaders give you verbal pictures. Husbands and wives do that. Fathers and mothers do that. My kids are old enough they can see and speak back to me. My grandkids old enough to speak back to me. We're proud of our son. Television network worldwide. God's news behind the news. That Dr. Joe Vancouvering is my and my wife's little boy, grown up, giant of a man, speaks around the world. God's news behind the news. Pastor of an exploding church. Is he where he wants to be? Is he doing what he wants to be? He sees what God sees. Can't see if you don't have light. If you don't have God's light in your life, you're stumbling in the dark. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how good you've been. I don't care how successful you've been. See, these principles work whether you're using them for God or not. Look around. You wore exactly what you wanted to wear tonight. I like colors. I like bright colors. I like different frequencies. Did you know that when you dress, you wave banners, you get up here with flags, ribbons, streamers, you're talking to the angels, carrying your intent right into that spirit world. And those of you that do it, you know you're talking to the angels. Get ready. They're ready to talk back. Hear that. You're building a superhighway for angelic intervention with your flags, your banners, your color, your sound. These musicians took you someplace. Careful where you go. Musicians, be careful where you take us. You're designed to let your light give us direction. Your sound give us destination. His presence to give us instruction. When he shows up and you see what he sees. See, that whole process of observing, that's what faith is. Come on. You just got a new definition of the word faith. Oh, the old one wasn't wrong. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence. What is? Seeing is the evidence. You see it. God ordained it. Put it in your potential. You say, well, David, what's in my potential? You have an imagination. You have a visual capacity. I'm a visionary. My card says so. I can prove it. I can give you my business card. That proves it. And my track record proves it. I'm a visionary. I've been seeing that which was not for 40 years with Bob Moog, and we gave the world the next generation of musical instruments every year at a trade show. 27 trade shows at NAMM, the National Association of Music Merchant. I didn't miss a year, maybe one. 27 years of bringing new inventions to the music industry. That industry is scattered and littered with the products from David Van Kuffering and Dr. Bob Moog. And I'm proud of that. But that wasn't my calling. God just let me do that to have fun. My purpose, my assignment, that my wife knew when I shut off on an airplane, was standing here tonight in Louisiana on a more than warm evening, trying to share my heart with you, that you're not a work that's finished. You're a work in progress. And you think you've arrived. There's a whole new dimension for you. Ah, some water. That's a new dimension. Water. Did you know it has memory? Put your hands up. You know about Dr. Emoto. Put your hands up. The rest of you keep writing. Go ahead. Get your notes. Oh, Google's going to shut down in this town tonight. You're going to show the pictures tomorrow. We haven't compared notes. Isn't the Holy Spirit cool? Cool. I don't want to use that word too much right now. Holy Spirit put it in her heart to show the pictures of Dr. Emoto. Bob Moog and I sold him some synthesizers. Sold them to other places. We had guys hooking synthesizers up to plants. They could get tomatoes as big as a wash tub. Woo! By doing what? Changing light and sound. Woo! See, there's frequencies up to the speed of light. That's what downward it came to 186,000 miles a second. And that's the limit on the physical world. It's a real limit. Okay? We can't accelerate anything faster than 186,000 miles a second. And it's still slowing down. Sutterfield and Norman will prove it to you. Go to their website. Chuck Missler will prove it to you. M-I-S-S-L-E-R. Koinonia House, Idaho. Friend of mine. Chuck Missler studied the subject. I've studied the subject. Speed of light is slowing down, but there's all forms of things above the speed of light. That's the spirit realm. That's where you can be in two places at one time. That's where you can be transported by morphing through this stuff we call matter that isn't solid at all. Told you I was going to change your attitude toward time, space, and matter. Well, what does it matter? It doesn't matter, because it isn't. Ray Hughes told me the story of, was it Baltimore? Philadelphia. Driving his van with his little kids in the back. They're grown men and women now. You got to pray for Ray and those kids. He wants to be a grandma. That's the only reason he gave that little girl away. A grandpa. He wants to be a grandpa. Denise wants to be a grandma. I asked him today if that's happening yet. He said no. With a sob in his voice. So pray for Ray that he becomes a grandpa, okay? I got a couple grandkids I'll give you, okay? Anyhow, he's over in Philadelphia. A gal driving a little car makes a left turn on an expressway in traffic, cuts right in front of him and hits the brakes. Why? We don't know. Ray's flying at highway speeds, a semi directly behind him, big trucks alongside of him, and he's going to smash into the back of that little car. His van can't stop that fast. I don't know what he said. I don't know what he thought, but I know what the result was because he's told me and he'll verify it himself tonight. He looked in his rearview mirror and there she was. Somehow that car morphed right through that van, right through his body. Because you see, everything in that little car was just fields of energy. Everything that's in those bodies is God singing a song. If God wants to put two songs through one loudspeaker, that's not a problem for him. So he let two sounds mix and merge, run one right through the other. And they were never going to be the same again. Look for it, believers. Take that quantum leap. What's a quantum leap? When any energy of any atomic structure, an electron, gives up energy, it'll absorb energy at the next lowest or highest level, mostly lowest level, and it sends off rays of light. Isn't that interesting? It gets to flash a beam of light. Isn't that wild? And that quantum leap is what you can do when you see your future the way God sees your future. He doesn't see you broke. Let's get real personal now. He doesn't see you sick. And the Word of God demonstrates that the power of the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for the healing of your body. You doubt God created your body? Or are you an evolutionist? If you are, bring your evidence. I'm going to bring mine. See, what I didn't tell you about that day up there in Somerset is that evening I wasn't feeling good and Ray had them pray for me. And he asked me to come forward and a group of those ministers, 200 or 300 of them, many of them know me, knew me, met them all that day, many of them for the first time, but some of them knew who I was. They gathered around me and they prayed for my body. And Ray said, David needs a healing. One little old guy got up behind me and said, David, I pray for a new heart. Ooh, I like that. A healing is a used engine put in my old Chrysler. That heals it. But a new heart is a brand new engine. And at that Somerset event, they prayed for me. They anointed me. That little guy started beating me in the back. Give him a new heart. Give him a new heart. Give him a new heart. I got up from that altar, didn't feel much different. Went home to the hotel that night, didn't feel much different. I told Becky, I said, I believe I got a new heart. Come the first of the month, I'm supposed to check in on that machine they gave me. Cost me about $400 a month. They're going to check my heart out. They're going to tell me how much time is left on the battery, how my heart pattern had been that month. Check in every month. Anybody in here with a pacemaker? Oh, man, you all need a pacemaker. You feel good with a pacemaker. Circulation goes up and everything, you know? I'm the only guy with a pacemaker, and I don't need mine anymore. First of the month comes around. I got a choice. Feeling good. Wasn't tiring out. Could move pianos and everything. You got to visit my house. I got 16 pianos in my house. I got 250 musical instruments in my house. I got a laboratory that starts at the front door and it goes down through every room in the house. The only place my laboratory is not is Becky's nest in her bedroom. She's got 6 square feet that's hers. And if you call us, that's where your call goes. You send me a letter, that's where the letter goes. You communicate with us, that's what the 6 feet's about. The rest of the place is mine. Come, we'll have fun. I'll show you how, you know, you observe and you cause. And I'm playing with a flame amplifier, Ray. I played with these things last week. These are emitting light. I'm so far off that Somerset story, I got to struggle to get back on it. First of the month comes. I decide not to check in with my pacemaker. I believe that little guy behind me when he said, Lord, give him a new heart. I said, yes, Lord. I believe I got a new heart. I say, David, are you giving medical opinion? Yes, sir. Medical opinion based on the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for you. He don't want you sick. He don't see you sick. He don't want you taking that handful of stuff that messes all your genes and your cells up. Oh, we don't want to go to drugs and conflict of drugs. Nobody in this room's ever had that problem. Your mom and dad never had that problem. I got one 93 in Florida. Mary's a younger girl when my mom died. He was in his 80s, she was in her 70s. I said, Dad, why did you want to get married? He said, she can drive at night. And she can keep track of my medicine. Only she couldn't. They move just a few miles, change doctors, goes in for a test, comes home with a whole new pile of pills. Nobody explained what the doctor does with that receipt for that prescription. He gets points for that. Say, okay, David, you don't know what you're talking. Yes, I do. I know the chairman of the board of a big drug company. His stock's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Guess what he does with a whole lot of his hundreds of millions of dollars? Gives them to doctors. Oh, they show up as rental cars, lease cars. There's a big boat waiting for him wherever he wants to go. Condominiums, private airplanes. Come on, drugs. David, you're in trouble. No. I didn't check in that first of the month. They told me I had 15 months left on the battery. I didn't check in the second month. Third month, Becky said, you're going to check in. I said, I don't want to give them $400 for them to tell me how good I feel. I'm feeling good. I went 15 months. Battery's supposed to stop. I went 16 months just to check it. I went 17 months. I went 30 months. I went 36 months. Feeling terrific. I'm in Nashville. Pastor friend who used to run a Christian television station up there said to me, David, we're staying at his home. And Ralph says to me, you know him. Ralph says, David, how's your heart? I said, look at me. Full of energy. He said, well, what about the pacemaker? I said, I don't know. He said, you got to know. I said, no, you don't. I feel terrific. He said, you got to know. I said, I won't give him $400. He said, I'll pay the bill. I call him up, say I'm in Nashville. Down at the heart lab at Vanderbilt, Dr. Lee, talked to his nurse. She checks my record, and they'd marked it deceased. Well, what would you do if a guy didn't check in for 36 months and had 15 months left on a battery? I go on down, I check in. They're confused. I knew that. They could find nothing wrong with my heart. And I had, I get this, and I still had 19 months left on the battery. She said, the only use you're getting off this battery, and it's so little. See, what you don't know, and it's tough to explain, is that I believe in zero-point energy. That's where the energy is that Jesus Christ calls when he sings your song. It's the God particle. Zero point energy. A centimeter of nothing with 10 to 95 to 100 zeros behind it of energy. In nothing. Nothing. That's why they call it zero-point energy. Why aren't the physicists working with zero-point energy? We might not need fossil fuel. Might have to change our argument for why we're fighting a war. Might have to talk about balance of payments of the dead dollar. Say, David, you're meddling. No, these are the things that you're not hearing them talk about. Zero-point energy. Go check it out. This lady right there is going to do that tonight. She's shaking her head at me. She's going to check out zero-point energy, and she's going to realize that in a centimeter of nothing, there's more energy than there is in a centimeter of lead. And the physicists are here to prove it. I want to get in on zero-point energy. You're looking at a man that does. 15 months on a battery, and he checked me 36 months later, and I got 19 months left to go. Where did the energy come from? You figure it out. God's blessing, God's energy, God's health. I don't want to live any less than that. My bills get paid. I don't have doctor bills. I don't have medicine bills. I got one doctor in my life, a physical medical doctor. And Ray Hughes introduced me to him, Dr. Chuck Thurston. He's one of the greatest emergency room doctors, maybe in the world. Somebody comes in on a gurney. He lays hands on him. The Holy Spirit tells him what he couldn't know. He starts rattling off the tests they're supposed to get. He's got his upper bandwidth back. He's got the stuff the rest of us lost in the fall. He's living way beyond. He's calling into that quantum world. And don't you want to live there? Don't you want to have that free in your life? Flowing into your family, flowing into your thoughts, flowing into your business. God's given you visions to go change that sick world. You're sitting around thinking you're broke. Or I can't do that. I don't have the skills. Well, when she starts multiplying times her, she just got 10,000 for her 1,000. Quantum energy. Did you know that the cell phone that you turned off a little while ago, when you call my cell phone number, it multiplies times 10. Did you know that? When you go to your Google tonight and you punch in that number or that name, Vancouvering, and you said go, it didn't go to a master directory. There isn't any. There's no big telephone book you call to find my number. Your phone's not that smart. That Google finds 10 computers, and each computer finds 10. And each one of those find 10, and each one of those find 10. And you look up at the top of that Google page, and you will see, and I'm a scientist, okay? I know what I'm talking about. Google will give you the fractions of a second in how many hundreds of thousands or millions of places it found the name Vancouvering. It went to every directory. It went to every computer that's on the line. Google. It's quantum energy times 10. Cell phones, quantum energy times 10. You talk to one tower within 7 miles when you dialed my number. Within 7 miles, you talk to one tower, it called 10 other computers. And they called 10 times 10 times 10. Isn't that familiar? Didn't we do that just a few minutes ago and got billions of responses? And you're still walking around saying, I can't do that. I'm here to announce that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Your problem is you don't know what all is. Has God given you a vision that's so clear you can write it on the back of a business card? What is your assignment? I don't shoot all over the board with my assignment. I don't chase inventions. I don't chase investors. I had a lady in a car recently, I was talking about this anti-hydroplaning thing I can do with sound. Put a sound under your daughter's car, and your car can't drive up on the surface tension of water. We call it hydroplaning. Did you know water can hold the weight of your car? Lift your wheels right off the ground, and they go shimmying all over sideways. Big trucks can do it, 80,000 pounds. Drive up on water. It's the surface tension of water. God knew all about that. Jesus knew all about that. How do you think he got out of the boat? He knew the frequencies of surf attention. He called the molecules, sang their song, and they did what happens when my car hydroplanes. They supported his weight. I put a sound underneath the front bumper of my car, and I'll tell you the formula. It's real simple. Maybe somebody in here will do it. Got my support. 20,000 cycles square wave at 500 watts. Now, you got to have a little horn that can put that energy out, a little speaker, a little horn. Got to be ceramic. Got to be made out of glass or something very, very hard. Titanium would do it. Oh, that guy back there is all lit up. Go look at him. That man standing right there, he says, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to do that. Is there a clock in here someplace? How much time am I supposed to take? I can't read it. I still can't hear it. We're talking about light. We're talking about sound. We're talking about seeing what God sees. If you got distortion in your circuit, if it's in the circuit of your cells, it's disease. Your DNA can get forgetful. It loses its original design. When I lay hands on my brother or sister, I talk to the cells, calling them back to their original frequency in Jesus' name. I talk to the DNA cells. Talk to that nanosecond that's been split 20,000 times. You're blinking in. 20,000 times a nanosecond. A nanosecond's a billion of a second. Take a second, slice it a billion times. Take one of those and slice it 20,000 times. Pick up one of those little slices, and that's the only reality you are. You're not here very often. But you're out, back to zero-point energy, and come back, sung back in, created by Christ who sustains all things, which is the glory of God. Did you know you carry the glory of God? Ray Hughes will teach you, you are a song. I just explained how it works. And you are a song. You can lose your song. Or you can be illuminated to know your song. That's what I'm talking about. Assignment. My assignment is to stand and teach what I'm doing right now. Oh, I have a ball in my laboratory. I had so much fun last week. I went to Florida on my dad's birthday, 93 years young. On the way coming home, a church up in Gainesville had heard about me, asked me to come and speak. Went to that church, young man in that church. Took a look at my hair and knew I needed a haircut. How dare him do that? He was a barber. A stylist. The difference between a barber and a stylist is about $50. I go to his barber shop. A stylist shop. He's got a pile of rocks laying there. Crystals. Just a rock. That's just a rock she's wearing. Where does she go? Over here. Oh, that's a big rock. I bless that rock in Jesus' name. Joshua said that stone is heard. Last week in my laboratory, I took one of the stones that I got from that stylist. Cut a little shape on it with a tool so I could stick it in a gripper. And I put a laser in it, or on it. Now this isn't just a rock. It's not just a crystal. Oh, I can hear the stories now, Ray. I went to church. And they had this guru down front. He was holding up crystals. He was telling us all about the frequencies of healing, the frequencies of wisdom. Oh, that Shannon's way off over the edge of New Age. Every counterfeit has got something that looks like the real thing, or it couldn't be a counterfeit. $100 bill that looks so bad can't be a counterfeit. New Age is a counterfeit. They're not leading you to God Jehovah. They're telling you, you are God. And you are God. Polytheistic, you are God. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. Soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's how much God you are. You're going to die. But the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through, I started with that, remember? Through Jesus Christ, my Lord. You can do all things through Christ. You can change your circumstances through Jesus Christ. This is a New Age crystal used to tell the oldest story there is. I'm going to tell you that Joshua looked at one of these and he said, "This stone has heard." He said it. Last chapter in the book of Joshua. Go back to my table. How many have my book? How do the rest of you get by? In the front of that book elsewhere, there is a stone from where Joshua said at Shechem in Israel, "This stone has heard." We had them cut. There's a quarry there. It makes floor tile for the city of Jerusalem. Isn't God cool? He knew my assignment was to sell a book that talked about matter having memory. Careful what you say. That ring is recording it. Careful what you say. That dashboard knows everything you said about that guy that cut you off back there. Careful where you go. Your memory is in that place. Careful what you bring home. Oh, this gets real tough. Grandma's artifacts are loaded. Grandma's artifacts are loaded. Her curses, the ill feelings that you got it and she didn't, somebody else, some other relative, their intent got all over that stuff. And you bring it home. And then you wonder why peace is difficult to find in your house. Maybe it's just the stuff that came in loaded that you brought home and knew it was loaded. That stuff's got to go too. Somebody's going to have to go home and clean the... Well, you can't get it off your hard drive. Did you know once it's been put on, anything the screen has ever seen is forever on a hard drive? Say, "Oh, I erased that." No, you didn't. You threw the address away. Well, I recorded right over it, yes. But I got engineers that can go 17 layers or more deep and pull it all back. And Joshua said that first. "This stone has heard, and it will be a witness against us." Well, we got Joshua, his word on that. But let's go to Yahshua, New Testament. Jesus said, "Those stones will cry out." Last week in my laboratory that I invite you to come and visit, Becky, they're all going to come. She said, "I hope not all at the same time." I have a laser. This laser is radiating amplified light that all the phases of the light have been lined up. And they're shown through a gas that's helium and neon. And a high voltage against two mirrors lines those photons up. And the more they line up, the more accurate they become. And as they start to laze, they break out of a little tiny hole. And I am told from the man that I was at his home last night and ordered more of these lasers. He works for NASA. A NASA technician tells me that radiation is going 25,000 miles into the heavens, right through the roof. Now, let's take that idea and hold it. Paul said, "Well, I wrestle not." You're not to wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Where? Ooh. How high? This goes 25,000 miles. That gets it to the Van Allen belt. What's the Van Allen belt? Charged particles. They go all the way around, dipolar effect around our globe. I am told that if you had a detector head that this man is making, and I have them, Ray has heard them, shine that detector head or let that beam shine into that detector head, and whatever we put on the beam goes up the beam. Music, worship, praise, declaration. Are you getting the picture? Speaking into the high places. What high place? What's in the high place over Las Vegas? San Francisco. New York City. Nashville. Idolatry. False worship. Worship leaders, fallen psalmists, now leading you for false worship to them. How you worship them. Or worship their song or the idea in their song. The nonsense of the world has been promoted. But that laser can go someplace. See, we use a microphone to take my voice to those in the back that my voice might not otherwise get to. We use that television camera to take my image to people that aren't here tonight. It's a time machine. Why don't I want to take a laser that's amplified light, a stimulated emission of radiation, LASER, light amplified, stimulated emission of radiation, and pump that puppy up there 25,000 miles. I got one over here that I've taught to listen. Hello. Do you see it? Can you see it? Hello. We're going to hook that one up to a Kurzweil voice synthesizer. I'll speak in it in English, and it hears in Hebrew. Did you know that if you lay a loudspeaker on its back and put a piece of tin on top of it and put salt or sugar or dry sand and you speak Hebrew, it'll shape the Hebrew letters. Matter is listening for Hebrew. You didn't know that. Next time we come to a conference, we'll demonstrate it. In Jesus' name. It's a proven fact. So I'm going to have a laser that's listening to my English. I built this little guy. He's my little pet. Had a dog for 17 years. This obeys a whole lot better than my dog. Obeys better than Becky sometimes. I built this one. Ray saw this before. First time Ray saw that, out of that conversation came the word Selascope. His ministry is called Sela. This is a Selascope that takes the power of the energy of Sela into the heavenly places physically. Higher places. Charging the particles. The question is, does it go into the sound? The skeptic would ask Joshua that. Now, he's the guy that knew how to get the sun to stand still. He knew how to get the lattice structure of the walls of Jericho to dissolve. And you got the audacity to ask us, how do we know it listened? He said this stone is heard, but how do we know it? Last week, I took a salt crystal that came from the Himalayan mountains. Now, when the news gets a hold of Vancouver speaking at your conference with a crystal from the Himalayan mountains, they're going to see monks, they're going to see Tibet, and the New Agers are going to rise and fall flat because they deny Jesus Christ. They deny the subject of sin. They deny the Holy Spirit. And they lie to me and tell me I'm God and I know better. But the Himalayan crystal is ions. That's the stuff that electricity is made out of. It laid in the sunlight for hundreds of years, ever since Noah's flood. That was a glacier, a saltwater glacier, that had formed a lake. And the lake got thrust apart when the mountain ranges changed during the moments of the flood, the time of the flood. And those Himalayan mountains were thrust hundreds of feet, thousands of feet up, into a very rarefied atmosphere. And that salt crystal from an ancient sea took sunlight for thousands of years. And it's full of ions. So I thought, if ions is the stuff electricity's made out of, and I put that in front of a laser, and I talk to it.
Did you see that laser shining on my hand? Responding to my voice, testing, it's responding to the stone. You stand over there and let somebody stand over here and talk to it, and you'll see the stone throbbing from the inside out, proving the energy of the voice is going into the stone. You can measure the change on the inside of the ions. It's picking up energy.
Yes, energy from your voice. More important, energy from the higher dimension. 0 point energy, my sister. 0 point energy. I don't know what you do, and I don't know who you are, but you're going to have fun reading about 0 point energy. And you'll have the responsibility of writing your own God article about 0 point energy. Right? You know who you are. I'm looking at you. And he's grinning at me. Are you all connected back there somehow? That two? Those two? That lady back there in the white. Are you alone tonight? Okay, that's a match pair. Write the article. Email me a copy. My email's on all my product. David at Elsewhen. What a great word, Elsewhen. We went to Elsewhen tonight. See, time stopped. Oh, I know it's late. And I'm going to stop in a minute too. But not because I'm tired. Did drive all day in a storm. But I said we were going to have fun with light. How better to demonstrate that light can be heard by a stone? These walls are remembering. I'm going to do something that I like to do. Don't do it all the time. But did you know your keys carry information? Get your keys out. Now, I got a hotel key, or they're going to give me a hotel key. Have you done it yet? We got a hotel key, and you all know the problem of a hotel. You walk in the room, it's full of memory. Those walls have listened. I don't know what they heard, but I don't want to know what they heard. Even the key they give me has to be blessed. And the curse release. The curse release. Did you get it? The curse release. There's a memory strip right on it. Remembers the code that I paid the bill for two nights, or somebody's going to pay the bill for two nights or three nights. The key is remembering. But the doorknob is getting it too. The glasses. The toilet bowl. The sink. The windows. The furniture. There's a scripture in Habakkuk says, and the timbers thereof will echo the memory of what happened in a place. Places can be blessed. Places can be cursed. Passover wasn't about putting blood on a baby. It was about putting blood on a place. The Jews and the Hebrews knew that the place was so important. They didn't even do violence to the stones of the Holy of Holies of the temple at the site. They'd cut those stones over at the quarry. So there'd be no violence at the site. They knew what we don't know. They knew that memory was in the place. Memory's in your car. Get your car keys. Hold them up. Say after me. Say, David, this sounds very New Age. No, New Age doesn't start this way. In the name of Jesus, I bless my car. I call it safe. I call it victorious. It will not break. I will take care of my car. That doesn't mean you got to burn high test, okay? I'll honor my car. I'll use it for kingdom business. It is safe. It is protected. In Jesus' name. Now your key knows that. And you know that. Every time you put electricity to that, when you turn your key, that surges through every circuit in that car. It surges through every electron in that car. You see, that car is blinking in and out of here too. He is singing the song of my Chrysler. He knows the song of a car with 272,000 miles on it. Say, David, you say that with glee. How many cars have you had to get 270,000 miles? I've been driving one it's paid for. It's a blessed car. I maintain it. I take care of it. I talk to it. I talk to it. I say, angels, take residence here. You want to get blessed? You go find that little red white car Chrysler out there towing that trailer. And just touch it. You'll get blessed because of the testimony you're listening to. And you can leave your blessing on my car. Say, oh, David, that don't work. That same man that gave me those stones. See, that stone's still lighting up there. It's recording it all. He made an announcement at that church where we were in Gainesville. That's where we met him. He came back in. He said, folks, it was after the service. He said, folks, I got an announcement to make. The wind was blowing so strong, it blew a basketball hoop over into the parking lot where the cars were parked very tight. Big crowd that night, little church. And the wind blew the basketball goal, the basketball hoop, over into the cars. And the wind twisted it just right, and it fell between the cars. And he said, I believe that that's a testimony that we've got protected cars. You say, David, do you believe that? Absolutely. I believe what I say. I believe what I see. After tonight, you're going to say with a different attitude. You're going to say with a different authority. You got a house key on there. Let's go get that house key. Come on. We're going to change your house. We're going to do a house cleaning right now. Say after me, got your house key? Hold it up. In the name of Jesus, I bless my house. I call it sanctified. All demons are released. Satan, you're dismissed. In Jesus' name. Now you know what the instructions were there for Satan. That's the only conversation you got to have with him. You don't have to fight with him. You don't have to carry on a conversation with him. You don't want to know his lies. That's what got you in trouble in the first place. You just dismiss him. Satan, out of here in Jesus' name. He has to flee. I now do that with an ache in this old 67-year-old body. I get an ache. My body's remembering pain. And it's causing right now a real pain. One of the things I don't believe in is denial. When my heart shut off, I died. It had a problem and it had to get fixed. The doctors fixed part of it, but I don't really believe in doctors. You heard me say that. I don't believe in their drugs. I don't believe in their processes. I believe in the great physician. He keeps you healthy. Put your hand on your body. In Jesus' name, I call my body healed. My cells are a call to their original frequency. My DNA is caused by the song of Jesus Christ to be sung with perfection. My chronic problems are over in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! You're healed in Jesus' name. It works. It works every time. It works over time. Ray Hughes knows what it is to walk and live by faith. I've watched that man face financial challenges that were massive. And I've watched his faith and her faith, Denise, take him through and take him to places of awesome God breakthroughs. My sister Shannon has got a vision. Charnel, forgive me. Well, he's going to blink me back in. He's just done it 20,000 times. Your vision is made complete in Jesus' name. And they extend their hands towards you. And that in Jesus' name, the desire of your heart to change this region and to raise up an army that can change the world and to truly build the kingdom of God is done in Jesus' name. Carrying a vision is not easy. Carrying a vision is a tough load. It requires consistency. That means every time you get knocked down, you get back up, and you head in the same direction again. Challenge is that when we get knocked down, it's often a self-imposed limit. Write that one down. My challenges are all self-imposed. Write it down. I'm the guy that's missing God's plan for my life. I don't see what he sees. Because if I could observe that, I change reality. I don't know what he says in his word. Because if I could say what he says, the authority of God through me, I can do all things through Christ, will change my reality. You got opposition with somebody in your life? Just bless them. Next time you're in their office, touch something. This office is blessed in Jesus' name. Touch the doorknob. I find favor with my boss. Get a hold of his doorknob. Change that room. Bless that room. Got a problem with a kid. The man last night that we got getting some more lasers for called Becky and I this past week, and he reminded us again of the story. I had a vision for that tower while I was teaching at a church in Huntsville. Ray had booked me in a service that I didn't know the pastor. I'd had a school with Ray over in Alabama, and on a Sunday morning, I end up in this new church for me, and I'm doing my thing, and I'm being careful and gentle and nice. I can be nice. It was nice and cool. That helped. And while I'm teaching, behaving myself, I see in the spirit realm from zero point energy an image right here. It was a tower. It had a base on it. It had a light in it. It radiated out into the room. One of the words for Selah is circle. And the Lord shows me that there's a circle of light coming out of that place at the top and at the bottom. And a laser coming out of the top. And I'm just bold enough. When God, do you think I could be bold? I was bold enough to say to the people, does anybody in here get this, a tower with a laser? And the place went nuts. I was in Huntsville, Alabama. I'm in Rocket Town. 20% of the tithe of that church comes from Rocket Town. NASA specialist, 3 miles from the church, Marshall Space Flight Center. The arsenal for laser-guided weapons. The guys that design and build them are in the room. God had me at the right place. He put you in the right place. You're here tonight. You heard something you needed to hear. You heard something that's going to change your life.
We hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like to order additional copies, or if you'd like to view the many other prophetic resources available at the Elijah List, such as the quarterly magazine Elijah Rain, music CDs or MP3 downloads, or to view our great selection of books and gifts, simply log on to our website, ElijahList.com, or call toll-free 866-ELIJAH-LIST. That's 866-354-5245. Outside the U.S., call 541-926-3250. And join us again for another inspiring teaching from the Elijah List.